感谢主给我机会，能和弟兄姊妹聚集在他的跟前。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to gather before brothers and sisters.
我来过 Houston 很多很多次。
I have now come to Houston many times.
这一次的心情跟以往都不一样。
But this time, my heart is a little different.
因为在波特兰很多弟兄姊妹不仅要我问候在这里的弟兄姊妹。
Because not only do the brothers and sisters want to greet brothers and sisters here.
他们也跟我说呢，你早就应该快快的去 Houston.
They said you should have already quickly gone to Houston.
因为他们在人来讲啊，我升级了。
Because humanly speaking, I have been promoted.
我们家的里面呢，又多了一个小的新生命。
We have a new life in our family.
我刚才跟我们 Dale 弟兄有一点交通，我说这个感觉跟自己有孩子完全不一样。
I just spoke to Brother Dale saying this feeling is entirely different from having my own children.
虽然很多有经验的人告诉我呢，我那时候都还不能领会。
Even though those who have experience spoke to me before, I did not understand.
直到我看见我孩子的照片的时候，真是心花怒放。
But when I saw the picture of the child, my heart was exceedingly glad.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，我们的神若是在人间看见有人得着他儿子的生命。
Brothers and sisters, when our Lord, when he gains the life of his son among his children.
我相信爱我们的父，他的心比我们在人间做父母那个心更喜乐。
The heart of the Father is even more joyful than us as earthly parents.
我每次想到这里，我就在里面俯伏敬拜爱我们。
Every time I think of this, I bow down and worship my God.
请我们来读几处的经文。
Shall we read several scriptures?
首先，请我们翻开希伯来书。
Shall we first turn to the book of Hebrews?
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
我来用中文读一遍，然后请姊妹用英文读。
I will read once in Chinese and then in English.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem.
第二处经文
The second passage
加拉太书第四章第二十六节
Galatians chapter 4 verse 26
但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母。
But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother.
第三处，在腓立比书第三章第二十节。
The third passage, Philippians 3:20.
我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们今天要用亚伯拉罕的一生来和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
Today we want to share about the life of Abraham, regarding this topic.
就是关于教会的性质。
That is regarding the constituents of the church.
我把它称作这个题目呢，叫做教会的属天性。
And so this topic is the heavenliness of the church.
我们所以再读几处关于亚伯拉罕一生有代表性的经文。
And so we want to read a few more scriptures that are speaking of Abraham.
希伯来书第十一章第十节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 10.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
使徒行传第七章第二节。
Acts chapter 7 verse 2.
当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索坡大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说话。
And he said, Hear me, brethren and fathers, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran.
希伯来书第十一章第十六节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻， 因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
最后一处在启示录第十二章第五节。
And lastly, Revelation chapter 12, verse 5.
妇人生了一个男孩子，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的。他的孩子被提到神宝座那里去了。
And she gave birth to a son, a male child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne.
我们今天早晨读经就暂时读这么多。
We will read a scripture up to here.
在我还没有进入主题之前呢，我要讲一点点主给我一点感觉的话。
And so before I enter into this topic, I want to share just a little bit of what God has placed in my heart.
在以弗所书第一章第三节里面，保罗有一个赞美和感谢。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, Paul has some words of praise and thanks.
他说，爱我们的父神远在没有创立世界之前，就在他的爱子里面拣选了我们。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
不仅拣选了我们，并且他已经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Not only has he chosen us, but he has already given us all the spiritual blessings.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们都得着了神完整的祝福。
Brothers and sisters, all of us who are saved, we have received his complete blessing.
我们在一生中，因着接受了耶稣基督，跟随他所会有的经历。
In all of our experiences in following him,
所有的遭遇,
all of the encounters we have,
都我们所需要的一切，神都已经赐给我们，都已经预备好。
Even in the trials, God has already prepared and planned it for us.
都在每一个有耶稣基督生命的人里面。
In all of us who have his life.
所以有一位侍奉主的仆人，他这样讲。
So a servant of God, he says,
他说每次当我们用话语来服侍教会服侍弟兄姊妹的时候
Every time we use God's word to serve his people, his church,
我们不是要求弟兄姊妹你该这样做你不该那样做
We never require brothers and sisters, you must do this or must do that.
我们乃是告诉弟兄姊妹们说那个能力我们所要有的一切都已经在基督里了
But we tell brothers and sisters that strength, that ability is already in you.
都已经在我们的里面。
It's already in you.
就是我们会相信他。
If you are able to believe in him.
我们会跟随他。
If you can follow him.
我们外面所需要的一切要求，我们里面都已经有。
All of our outward needs, we already have it within us.
所有话语的侍奉和交通，只不过告诉弟兄姊妹，每一位神的儿女们里面，神已经给我们的是什么。
In all the ministry of the word is only telling you what you already have.
这是我想和弟兄姊妹交通的第一个感觉。
This is my first feeling that I want to share with
弟兄姊妹，若我们主开我们的眼睛，我们真要停下来说，主啊，这真是奇妙。
May the Lord open up our eyes to say, Lord, this is indeed amazing.
我人生中以往过去经历的。
In all the things I've experienced in life.
现在所遭遇的。
And the things I encounter now.
将来可能发生在我身上的
and all the things that may happen to me later
一切的需要原来你都已经给了我
in all my needs you have already prepared for
这是何等的奇妙
this is so amazing
我们读圣经就是发现这些已经在我们里面的是什么
and so when we read the Bible it is us realizing what we already have
我们话语的交通就是告诉弟兄姊妹已经在你里面的有什么所以我们好知道怎样去取用它
In the sharing of the word, it is to tell you what you already have so that you may know how to use it.
当我们想要认识在我们里面的基督的时候
When we come to know the Christ that is within us,
我们实在需要来到主的跟前求主开我们里面的眼睛
We truly need to ask the Lord to open up our inner eyes.
赐给我们有智慧和悟和启示的灵
To give us wisdom and the spirit of revelation.
好叫我们真认识他
So that we may come to know him.
所以有人问了若是我们要得启示我们该怎样或者我们怎样能够得着启示呢真知道神呢
Some may ask, how do we gain revelation so that we may truly come to know him?
我相信这是很多神的儿女们呢我们常常彼此问的一个问题
This is a question that perhaps we may ask often.
有一个 认识主的人，他这样回答。
So for one who knows the Lord, he says.
他说，如果你要和我谈到如何得启示的话，
If you want to speak about how to gain revelation,
我们就必须要在基督里面来谈教会。
We must first talk about the church in Christ.
因为什么是教会呢？
Because what is the church?
教会乃是团体的基督。
Church is the corporate Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们认识了什么是教会，
Brothers and sisters, if you understand what is church,
我们才会真正认识神要让我们认识的基督。
Then you can come to understand the Christ that God wants you to know.
所以今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹呢一同来看看呢教会的性质和意义。
So brothers and sisters, this morning I want to share with you about the nature and meaning of this.
教会有一个特别的性质，我们称它叫做属天性。
The church has a very particular constituent, which is heavenliness,
或者一个 nature,
or its nature.
这一个性质呢，不太容易说明。
This nature is difficult to speak of.
但是当刚才我们所读的几节的经文，
However, some of the scripture we just read,
弟兄姊妹们，我们在新约圣经，当主的仆人们将主的话语传递给我们的时候，
When we read the New Testament and we read about the words that God's servants have shown us.
他们很清楚地告诉我们每一个蒙恩得救的人。
They show us very clearly that all of us who are saved.
就是因着相信耶稣基督，我们有了他的生命的人。
That through those who have believed, those who have his life.
我们乃是来到新约的里面。
Now we have come to the New Testament.
在新约中的子民呢，我们乃是来到锡安山。
And in this new covenant, we have come now to Mount Zion.
来到一座永生神的城邑的。
And we have come to the city of the living God.
那么他再说明一下，他说这座城呢，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
And he also goes on to say that this is the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们看，我们都知道这是指的教会说的。
We know that this speaks of the church.
那么教会呢，是属天的。
And the church belongs to heaven.
要说明它的意义的时候呢，我们知道地上历史中地理上有一座城叫做耶路撒冷。
Now we know to speak of its meaning on earth there is a city named Jerusalem.
神用了许多的心意，借着他旧约时代律法底下的百姓，把这个耶路撒冷的意义向人说明。
God through many things in the law in the Old Testament spoke of Jerusalem to tell us its meaning.
那么现在呢，神有一个更荣美的旨意要我们看见的，那属天的耶路撒冷。
However, now he has a more glorious will to show us a Jerusalem that is in the heavens.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，
Brothers,
我们乃是来到永生神的城邑。
For all of us who are saved, we are now come to the city of the living God.
来到天上的耶路撒冷，
To the heavenly Jerusalem.
并且他告诉我们说，那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，是自由的。
And now it also says that this is a place of freedom.
她是我们的母亲。
This is our mother.
弟兄姊妹们，她所以在这里啊，讲到教会的时候啊，好像她是一个母亲一样。
Now when it speaks of the church, it's speaking of like our mother.
她是自主的，是自由的。
This is in freedom.
弟兄姊妹，这也讲到在属天的性质里面，我们所享受的祝福。
In its heavenly nature, this is what we can experience in its blessing.
旧约时代，神的儿女们呢，就是肉身的以色列人。
In the Old Testament, it speaks of the physical people of God,
Israelites.
他们呢，
他们实在从神蒙了许多的祝福。
They receive much blessing from God.
但是他们却误会了那个祝福。
However, they misunderstood.
以至于呢。他们就活在律法的捆绑的底下。
So they were under the bondage of the law.
他们许多的事情呢，他们照着字句，照着仪文，照着外面的做法，捆绑了自己。
They were in bondage because of the letter of the law and through traditions.
但是当耶稣基督来成全了救恩，他立定了新约以后。
But after Jesus came and he had established a new covenant.
每一个来到这个天上耶路撒冷的人。
All who come to the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们得着一个特权，我们在它里面享受自由。
Now we have this privilege of experiencing freedom.
我们都知道这个自由是在基督里的。
We know this freedom is in Christ.
这个自由也是圣灵，我们跟随圣灵才能享受的。
And also freedom that we can enjoy through following the Spirit.
我们不是照着外面的规条、做法、仪文，我们能够享受得到的。
It is not something you can enjoy through following rules and traditions and ways.
并且使徒保罗在告诉我们说，我们都是天上的国民。
And the Apostle Paul today, he tells us that we are all citizens of heaven.
今天我们可能在座有一些弟兄姊妹还不是美国公民。
Now perhaps there are some of us sitting here who are not yet American citizens.
你就发现住在美国呢，虽然能享受很多美国的丰富，但是没有美国公民方便。
And even though you can enjoy the abundance of the U.S., perhaps it's still not as convenient.
我碰过有些弟兄姊妹告诉我说，我在美国住了十几年呢，都没有回过自己的。肉身的家，父母的家。
I have met some brothers and sisters who say that I have been in the U.S. for decades, except but I haven't gone home for a long time.
因为呢，我没有美国公民，也没有美国居民，出去了就回不来了。
Because I don't have citizenship, so if I leave, I cannot return.
你是经历过，你就知道有这个资格是何等的奇妙。
If you have this experience, to have this privilege is so amazing.
我们蒙恩得救了，我们来到天上的耶路撒冷。
Now that we are saved, we have come to the heavenly Jerusalem.
所以我们乃是天上的公民。
So we are citizens of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，那是说到我们的属性。
This speaks of our very nature.
还不只是外面的一个证书而已。
Not just a piece of paper.
弟兄姊妹们，今天有很多人很讲究啊，你这个受浸证书的。
Now some people, they're very detailed in saying, where were you baptized?
我们知道那个证书呢，并不能证明什么。
Now that place, it cannot guarantee anything.
或许有它一点价值啊，就是你到美国的法庭去啊，那个东西大概有一点用。
Perhaps there is some value if you go to the court.
证明你属于某一个团体、某一个宗教。
That you belong to a particular religious organization.
但若是你我没有重生，你有这份证书呢，将来也不能见神的面。
However, if you have not truly been saved, having that piece of paper has no meaning.
所以保罗说到我们乃是天上的国民，他不是指的一个。外面的 naturalization 说的。
And so Paul, when he speaks that you are a citizen of heaven, it does not mean that you are simply naturalized.
他告诉我们说呢，那乃是我们从神那里来得着的那个祝福、那个福气、那个属天生命的属性。
But now it's
那个新生命的属性。
It speaks of that blessing. It speaks of the nature of that new life that is within us.
所以我们从新约圣经许多处地方啊，我们看见啊，这个。属天性啊，是和教会紧紧的连接在一起的。
And so in the New Testament, we see that new life is very intimately connected with the church.
这样子 ，the heavenliness is very strongly related to the church. 弟兄姊妹，这句话，我盼望大家能够听清楚。
I hope you can hear that clearly.
因为这跟我们怎么聚会，怎么安排教会的侍奉。发生很重要的关系。
Because it has very much to do with how we gather and how we meet.
叫属天性是和神所救赎的教会发生非常紧密的关系的。
Heavenliness has much to do with how we gather as a church.
如果神的儿女们虽然我们真正重生得救了，却不认识这个生命里面的性质。
Even if we are born again and we do not know the nature of this new life,
我们不仅个人的生活会受很大的亏损。
Not only will our individual lives fall short.
我们在一起聚集，奉主的名聚集，我们聚会和侍奉，我们更容易落进仁义和传统的里面。
But even in our gathering, it is so easy for us to fall into tradition.
我们知道这个悲剧就是发生在以色列人的历史上面，一再的发生，一再的发生。
This regrettably happened among the Israelites over and over again.
很可惜的，到了新约时代，在教会中呢，我们虽然有启示的圣灵，但是人却仍然跟随传统。
And sadly, in the New Testament, even though we have the revelation from the Spirit, yet so often we fall into tradition.
所以我想在这里再说一遍。
And so I want to say again.
这个属天性的和蒙救赎的教会是紧紧的。结合在一起。
This heavenliness has much to do with the church.
所以，新约神的仆人们讲到教会的时候，都用属天的、天上的耶路撒冷来说明它。
And so the authors in the New Testament, when they speak of the church, they speak of the heavenliness.
而这一座城呢，这个就预表的教会，它的设计者和它的建造者乃是神自己。
And this city, this is speaking of God as a great architect and builder.
弟兄姊妹，今天有很多人喜欢做教会的设计者。
Now today, many people, they like to be the architect of the church.
当然了，我们今天教会聚会呢，需要一个场地，你去设计，那没有问题。
Now of course, when we need a location of building, there's no problem.
但是教会里面该怎样的安排，人身上该发生什么样的 经历弟兄姊妹们这个权柄在握在神的手中。
But how we are to gather and the experiences that we are to have, all of this is within God's hands.
什么时候人出头了，要说照着我的意思做，弟兄姊妹，那是很危险的。
Anytime man wants to take the lead and say you follow me, that is very dangerous.
那是冒犯神的。立刻你就看见在那里就黑暗了。
And immediately you will find that there is darkness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们读圣经，我们看见很清楚的。啊，使徒们告诉我们说呢，神是那一座有根基的城，他的经营者和建造者。
And so we see it's very clear in the Bible that God is the architect and builder of His city.
神在时间中，他今天仍然在建造这一座属天的耶路撒冷。
God in time, He is now constructing that heavenly Jerusalem.
那么神怎么建造呢？
How is He building it?
神不会用属地的材料。
He will not use earthly materials.
我们知道今天在地上的建筑物呢，十年用的材料就不一样了。
Now we know in earthly building materials that things will change after 10 years.
好，我们看见呢，日新月异，人的这个技术哈、啊，还有工艺呢，不断的在往前去。
Now we know that man's skill and technology, everything is moving forward.
但是我们的神是昨日、今日，直到永远都不改变的神。
However, our God in the past, today, and forever, He never changes.
这真是奇妙。
This is amazing.
当神设计好了他要建造的时候
，When God is in the process of building,
他用的材料也必须是出于他自己。
The materials also must be of himself.
那个材料必须是属天的。
That material must be heavenly.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这就是你和我。
Brothers and sisters, that is you and I.
但是我们没有得救，或者得救以后不爱主，其实我们身上一点都不属天的。
However, if you are not saved or you are not following him, then you are not heavenly.
所以我们如果主开我们一点眼睛，这不是我们神儿女的骄傲。
And so if the Lord opens our eyes, it is not our pride.
这是我们里面的主怜悯，我看见了，所以我才会有这样的领会。
And so it's only because of His mercy that we are able to see and understand.
今天人认为呢，教会里面呢，如果多加
，We find that among men that if you have a few more PhDs,
多几个有才干、有口才。啊、有魄力的人
you have few more skilled people who are able to lead
建立这个聚会呢大概就很容易了
and if we're able to put this meeting together then it's very easy
但是若是里面没有基督的成分呢这些人都是土里土气的
however if you do not have the nature of Christ then it's very very ugly
啊，弟兄，不是 ugly earthly very earthly
It's、
中文叫做土里土气的不管你穿得多漂亮讲话多斯文、啊、你多有魄力、啊、唱歌多好听弟兄姊妹在神的眼中看这是土的土的要命
No matter how well dressed you are or how zealous you are it is still earthly
弟兄姊妹我不晓得我能不能把我的领会、啊、传递给大家
I don't know if I can give you my idea
我们多少时候信了主很多年我们也读了很多圣经参加了很多特会我们眼光呢还是土里土气
We have gone to many meetings We have gone to many conferences However, our vision is still very earthly
我们看不见在人里面那个属天的性质
We cannot see the heavenliness in people
我们也看不见今天神在人手上要在我们身上做就是把这属天的性质给我
And we cannot see that God is trying to make that heavenliness into us
所以我们在教会里面有时候、啊、我们看有的人呢、啊拼命的做、啊、用力气
And so we see that there are people who are working so hard with so much energy
我们知道那心是好的
We know their heart is right
但是没有什么属天的价值
But there is no heavenly value
弟兄姊妹们神要用他来建造这座城的材料必须是属天的材料
The material for him to build the city must be heavenly material
他就告诉我们说教会的成分教会的组成呢、啊
And so we know the nature, the constitution of the church.
还有教会的建造，一切都必须是属天的。
And the building, everything regarding this church must be heavenly.
而且每一个蒙恩得救的圣徒。
And all who are saved, all saints.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们都必须啊，要同享并且得着这个属天的性质。
We must all together, we must gain that nature.
弟兄姊妹，这不仅在我们肉身中蒙福啊。
Not just so that we can gain blessing in our bodies.
这也叫我们将来啊。到永世里面看见在地上生活侍奉的价值
But in eternity then we will be able to see the value while we were on earth
有的人在地上人看他很有价值 将来到天上去可能什么都没有。
Some people may see that you are very valuable on earth, but when we are in eternity, we see that you are useless.
但是那些有属天的认识，有属天眼光的人。
But those who have heavenly understanding and vision.
他们追求这个属天的性质。
When they seek after the heavenly nature.
所以他们呢，用力气和一般人用的方向就不一样。
They use all their energy. Their direction is now different.
他们的目标也不一样。
Their purpose, their goal is
different. 他们的道路也不一样。
Their way is different.
他们的方法不一样。
Their method is different.
为什么呢？因为他们盼望。在这些过程的里面，神能够把那属天的性质更多的组织组成在他们身上。
Why? It's because now God is continually, He is able to make that heavenly nature into them.
弟兄姊妹，真是求主开我们的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, may He open our eyes.
让我们做一个有智慧的人。
So that we may be one of wisdom.
让我们做一个爱惜光阴的人。
Be a person who can redeem the time.
让我们做一个会好好运用。我们在地上主给我们各样环境的人
so that we can use all of the opportunities and environments that he gives us
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
刚才我们讲到、啊、教会、啊、每一个神的儿女们我们里面、啊、已经得着了那个神给我们一切的祝福
we just spoke of the church all of us we have received all of the blessings
这些属天的祝福属灵的祝福是为什么呢
Why have we received all these heavenly spiritual blessings?
不仅仅是让我们个人来享受一下。
Not just for us to enjoy of them individually.
那个目的乃是为着神要建造那座有根基的城。
But the purpose is because God wants to create, build that city with foundation.
所以经历遭遇是个人的。
So experientially, it is individually.
但是它的价值和功用如果不摆在那座城里面弟兄姊妹他就失去了
But the value and the function If it's not placed within that city It is of no meaning
弟兄姊妹这对我们来讲很重要很重要
Brothers and sisters This is of utmost importance
认真想想也唯有摆在那神所要经营所建造的那个事物上面我们里面得着的才会显明出来
Strictly speaking Only when we place everything upon That which God wants to build Then it can be manifested
我真是求主怜悯我我是一个不太会说话的
May God have mercy on me. I'm not one who cannot speak well. I hope that I can convey this clearly. I hope that we can receive that understanding from Him.
让我们看见这件事情
so that we can come to know
this. 所以我们看见我们的神就是那伟大的建筑师。
We see that God is a great architect.
我们的神也是那伟大的这个 builder 和那个。那个建造者
He's also the great builder
我们知道今天地上是把它分开来的
We know that today on earth
设计的人是一行业
It's separate
做 construction 的人是另外一个行业
The architect is one career to be
我们的神呢
Construction manager is different
这两个他都做
However God he does both
我们知道我们神今天呢他在人间在人类的历史中最有兴趣的事情就是这件事情
However, what God is most interested in today is to do both of these things.
或者这样讲，他唯一要做的就是这件事情。
Or we can say the one thing he wants to do is this.
今天世界上的人对这件事有兴趣，那个事件大家谈的热沸沸扬扬的。
Now, people of the world today, we have interest in only this thing and then another thing, and we have much discussion.
弟兄姊妹们，唯有当主开我们的眼睛，我们对那些事就觉得不重要。
However, when God opens our eyes, we find that those things are not important.
出去啊，碰到一些弟兄姊妹就问你对这个 world event 最近你有什么看法
Now sometimes when I go out visiting brothers and sisters will ask me what is your perspective on this world event
你对金融风暴你有什么反应啊
Do you have any reaction to the current events
我们知道这些都会过去
Brothers and sisters we know all things will pass away
但若是我们看见了神他在那里经营和建造
However if we see that God he is architect and builder
弟兄姊妹们我们就知道怎样用我们的
Then we will know how to use our lives.
怎样把我们的注意力摆在主自己
And how to put our focus on our Lord Himself.
我们接下来要讲一点点
And continuing, we'll speak.
我们知道在人类的历史中呢，在圣经的启示里面，第一个看见这座城的人就是亚伯拉罕。
That in human history, that the first person who saw this, the city with foundations, is Abraham.
亚伯拉罕呢，所以他不仅在信心的原则上做众人之父。
Abraham, not only was he the father of faith,
所以有许多读圣经呢告诉我们说呢关于这一座城呢亚伯拉罕也有资格做这座城的父。
There are some who say that Abraham, he is able to be perhaps one of his fathers.
我们看见这个父的原则就是说他是第一个。
The principle of being a father is
that he's the first. 所以在他一生中间所遭遇所经历的都向我们说出在以后所有蒙恩得救人身上神要做的工作。
So all of the things that he encountered and experienced is the work that, that we are to experience in our lives as well.
至少呢从他的身上看见的一些特性呢能够代表并且涵盖历世历代圣徒们神在他们身上的工作。
Some of the characteristics that he experienced is the work that we can also say we experience in our lives.
所以希伯来书第十一章第十节，他讲到亚伯拉罕到了迦南地以后。
So in Hebrews 11:10, when it says that Abraham came to Canaan.
他心里面一直在想说呢，这块地主带我来了，他什么时候给我呢？
Now that I have come to this land, when will God give it to me?
但是经过一段时间以后，发现呢，好像神不是要他的。得这个物质的东西。
And after some time passed, it seemed as if God was not giving him this physical
thing. 有人讲说，可能呢，主在他里面就开他心里面的眼睛。
And so now God has opened up the eyes of his heart.
他就寻找那一座有根基的城。
And he is seeking for the city with foundation.
我想那个时候在迦南地没有几座城。
Now I'm guessing that at that time in Canaan there were not many cities.
你也想想看，那是人类历史中哈，亚伯拉罕离我们现在多少年？
If you were to compare the amount of time that has passed from Abraham to now, it's been more than 4,000 years.
4,000 年前中国还没有文字啊。
And in 4,000 some years, China still did not have its written language.
还没有文字，还是结绳象形这些东西的。但没有关系，不翻了。但是亚伯拉罕那个时候啊，神已经。启示他有一座城是有根基的。
But God has already revealed to him that there is a city which has foundation.
所以他在迦南地遍处的走，也下了埃及去寻找那一座有根基的。
And so he was everywhere. He walked everywhere in Canaan. He even went down to Egypt. There was no city.
他看见那一座城是神亲自设计，并且亲自建造。
He saw that that city is one whose architect and builder is God.
因着这个啊，我们可以从亚伯拉罕的一生。来看神怎样向我们说出那座城属天的性质。
And so through this, we see that now Abraham he has that he is gaining that nature which is of heaven.
我们要来看一下亚伯拉罕，他这属天是怎么开始。
And so through Abraham, let us see how he became heavenly.
我们都知道他出生在加勒底的乌尔。
We all know that he was born in Ur of the Chaldees.
可能乌尔已经是一个城了。有人讲乌尔都有。很完整的公共图书馆。
Now Ur was already a city. It already had a public library.
我不晓得那个时候去图书馆，不像现在这么方便。
Now it's probably not as convenient to go to that library as now.
因为所有东西都是写在瓦片上面，去烧过以后可以读。
Because everything was written on tablets.
那个书大概都很简单，不然的话太厚了。
Those books were probably very simple, otherwise it would be too thick.
他生在加勒底的乌尔。
He was born in Ur of Chaldees.
他出生呢，跟你我一样，都是土里土气的。
His birth, like you and I, we were all of earth.
但是有一天，天上荣耀的神向他显现。
But one day, the God of all glory was revealed to him.
他身上这个属天性质的开始，在于荣耀的神。向他显现。
So the beginning of his heavenly nature began by the appearing of the glory, the God of glory.
弟兄姊妹，主有没有向你显现过呢？
Brothers and sisters, has God appeared to you before?
我们的神是不是偏待人的神呢？
Is our God one who shows favoritism?
我们听了太多基督徒的见证，讲到他的经历啊，我们就觉得我哪一天才轮到呢？
We heard so many testimonies of Christians of their experiences, and so we think, when is it my turn?
啊，我们听别人的经历啊，又奇妙又啊，又令人羡慕。
Others' experiences are so amazing and enviable.
我们其实不需要。
But we do not need.
我们的神向人显现，有时候就在最平凡的事物。
God will make himself, he will appear to us in the most daily things.
常常听弟兄姊妹讲，我昨天晚上做了一个梦啊。
Sometimes I hear brothers and sisters say I had a dream last night.
穿白衣的老人来，他觉得主向他显现。
That an old person wearing white appeared to them in their dream.
好了几天了，过几天又是原样子。
And after several days, they change and they're back to their old selves.
我们以为呢，这些大概就是这些超然的神秘的，大概就是主的显现。
We think these amazing, miraculous, mystical things is God appearing.
但是我们仔细地读整本圣经的时候，
But if you are to read the Bible in detail,
我们不否认了，每一个人经历主显现的，他们身上都有一个奇妙的性质。
We cannot deny that all of these people in the Bible, when they have met God, they have this amazing nature.
但是很多时候主向人显现了，等到主离开了以后，那个人才说，这里真可畏啊。
However,
但是神向我显现。
It wasn't until God has left, do they say, God was here.
我们知道雅各就是这样，是不是呢？
It was that way for Jacob, wasn't it?
我们知道旧约时代好多人的经历啊。他们说我刚才不知道那个就是我们的主。
In the Old Testament, so many people's experience, they said, I did not know that was the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，每一个人重生得救，其实就是主在我们里面显现。
Brothers and sisters, all of our personal salvation is because God has appeared to us.
我们不一定要有特殊的发冷发热或者说方言拍手唱歌的经历，不需要。
We don't need to have an outrageous experience in the Lord.
你里面呢，主那个微小的声音呢，我们顺服。
When the still small voice spoke to us and we obeyed.
何等的奇妙。
It's amazing.
我认识一位年长的弟兄。
I know an elderly brother.
他是做生意的。
He's a businessman.
啊，他在人生最潦倒的时候。
In the toughest time in his life.
啊，他就劝他的妻子啊，到教会去聚聚会。
He told his wife to go to church.
那时候他还不信主。
At that time he was not a believer.
但是他听说啊，而且他也观察，这基督徒啊脾气比较好一点，所以他希望他太太信主。
But he had heard that Christians, their characters was much better, so he wanted his wife to become a Christian.
他的妻子去，果然得救了，果然回家了，也不埋怨，也不吵了。
And his wife indeed became a Christian when she came home. She never complained anymore.
他是一个受过高深教育的，很斯文的人，所以他每个礼拜也陪他太太去聚会，但他不接受。
He had received higher education, and so because of that, he also went along with his wife, but he never received the Lord.
十多年。
After a decade.
所以所有的救恩的真理，他都听得耳熟能详。
And so he was very familiar with spiritual terms, and he was able to speak of it to others.
但是他没有经历。
But he never experienced it.
有一次他做生意要到澳洲去。
And one time he had to go to Australia to go and do business.
啊，他是做船生意，他去买一条船。
He did business in ships, and so he wanted to go buy a boat.
他在飞机上的时候。
While he was on the plane.
那个飞机呢，这个气流啊摇了一下，忽然就有一个声音跟他讲，为什么不信呢？
Because of some turbulence, all of a sudden there was a voice that said to him, "Why don't you believe?"
哎呀，他整个人就觉得我怎么这么奇怪还不信呢？
And all of a sudden he realized, why am I so strange? Why don't I believe?
他就心里有一个祷告。
And so he had a prayer in his heart.
主啊，如果是你，
Lord, if it's you.
等一下我下船到海边去看我那条船。
When I go down and I go and look at that ship that I want to purchase.
碰到的第一个人，如果我跟他讲说我要受浸，他说我可以带你去受浸，那就是你。
And I say to the very first person that I meet that I want to be baptized, and he says, I will bring you to be baptized, and I will know it is you.
结果他真是下了飞机以后就去海边看他的船。
And so after he departed from the plane and went to go look at the ships,
那海边一个人都没有。
There was not one person.
等他看完了以后啊，他要回头走，说，哎，看见那边走来一个人。
And so after he finished looking at the ship, he turned around and he saw a person walking towards him.
他就跟他讲。他说：“先生，我要信耶稣，哪里可以受浸
？”He said, "Sir, I want to believe in the Lord Jesus. Where can I be baptized?"
哎，怎么想到那个人说：“哈利路亚，我们那里就可以。
”And so that person, without knowing, said, "Hallelujah, you can be baptized here."
碰见一位爱主的弟兄会的弟兄。
It was a brother who was from the brother movement.
他就受浸了。
And he was baptized.
从那一天开始，这个生命在他里面就是主的显现。
That life in him was appearing of God.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有为这件事服过？说主，我感谢。
Have you ever, through that, bowed down and said, Lord, I thank you?
在旧约时代，若是人遇见了圣洁的神，没有一个不仆倒，没有一个不毁坏的。
In the Old Testament, not one person can stand before the Lord if God appears to them.
但是今天，主能够在我里面，借着生命的圣灵，把基督启示给我。
But now, today, through the revelation of the Lord Jesus, God can reveal himself to us.
这是何等的奇妙！
This is such an amazing thing.
我在教会的生活中，我看见刚蒙恩得救的老人，或者刚刚信主的小孩子，都有这个显现。
In church life, I have seen that life appear in those who are elderly and those who are very young.
所以有人问我说：“你有没有问过啊？”人信主是怎么样信的？他到底什么感觉呢
？And so I've been asked, have you ever asked those who just believed, what is your feeling, what is your sense?
所以我常常在弟兄姊妹受浸以后，我去问他们。 你有什么感觉呢？
So I often ask those who are just baptized, what is your feeling?
许多人告诉我们说，他说我从水里上来的时候，我有一个平安。
Many tell us that after I have come up from the water, I have peace.
从来没有经历。
That I have never experienced.
弟兄姊妹，那是谁呢？
Brothers and sisters, who is that?
那只是一个感觉吗？
Is that just a feeling?
远远超过一个感觉。
It far surpasses a feeling.
那是一位在你的里面。
It is because there is one who is in you.
天上荣耀的神向他显现。
The glory of the God of all glory from heaven has appeared.
我们知道这个显现呢，是天的性质在地上开始。
This appearing is the beginning of the heavenly nature beginning.
每一个人都需要有清楚这个经历。
Everyone needs to have that clear
experience. 不是你从小听了多少道理。
Not because you have heard many messages.
像我小的时候，我参加主日学，背了多少的经节。
Like I have attended Sunday school from when I was young, and I memorized many verses.
我背了很多经节，那个叫做金句啊。
Now I have
golden.
Now I have even memorized the golden rule. I have memorized many rules. Scripture.
但是我的生活还是属地的。
But my life was still earthly.
我们知道，若是我们把教会呢变成了规条，变成了做法，变成了仪文，变成我们的习惯，我们就会失去这属天性。
If we make the church full of rules, full of methods, full of traditions, then we lose that heavenliness.
我讲一个例子。
I want to give an example.
这是这个以前有一位侍奉主的姊妹侯小姐，她的弟弟。
This is the younger brother of an elderly sister who served the Lord.
侯小姐的弟弟，他们呢是从小就在教会长大的。
Sister Ho's younger brother, they all grew up in the church.
所以呢，他到了大了以后就在教会里面呢，因为他很会祷告，也很会讲圣经，所以大家就请他做长老。
And so because they grew up in the church and they were able to pray and able to read the Bible, they asked this brother to be an elder.
但实际上他根本没有重生。
But in reality, he was not born again.
在山东大复兴的那一段时期。
During the revival of 山东 during that time.
有一位宣教士被请到他们聚会去服侍。
There's an evangelist who was asked to go and serve.
这位姊妹呢真是一个属天的。
This sister was truly one.
她一看就知道这个弟兄里面呢他人很好，但是没有生命。
She knew that this person, because he was a good person, yet he did not have new life.
所以他第一天站讲台了，就指着他说呢：“你的眼睛呢，像死鱼的眼一样。
” So from the very first day, pointed at him and said, "Your eyes are dead. You do not have life."
他听了很难受啊。
It was very difficult to hear.
他想，我对他这么好，是我请他来的。他怎么这样子不给我面子呢？
And said, I've been so good to this person, inviting them to come here. How can she say something?
到聚会要结束，他又讲了，你这个眼睛没有生命。
And the sister again said to him that in your eyes you have no life.
所以第二天呢，他就不坐前面，就坐后面。
And so the second day, he did not sit in the front, he sat in the back.
很难受，要是你我也受不了。
It was very difficult. If you were you and I, it would be hard too.
主帮助我们。
But the Lord helps us.
这个弟兄呢，他回到家很难受，跪在主面前。
This brother, it was very difficult for him. He went home and knelt down.
聚会要结束的前一天晚上，他没有办法睡觉。
The day before the meeting was about to end, he could not sleep.
他在主面前办交涉。
And so he struggled with the Lord.
主啊，难道我前面的生活都不算数吗？主说是不算数。
And asked the Lord, did all my life before this, did it not count? And the Lord said, no, it does not count.
他问主说，我该怎么办？
And so he asked the Lord, what can I do? What
should I do?
The Lord says, you need me.
他祷告。
He prayed.
那天晚上他重生。
And that night, he was born again. He experienced salvation.
天在他的身上，在这个地，属地的人身上开始。
And so now heaven began in him, in a person who was earthly.
他就想，明天呢，我聚会就坐在弟兄姊妹中间，不要给这个孟教师看见。
And so he said, tomorrow morning, I'm going to sit in the middle of brothers and sisters so that the speaker would not see me.
结果那一天呢，聚到一半呢，这个孟教师就说，你上来做见证。
And so halfway through the meeting, the speaker pointed him out and said, come up and give your testimony.
哎呀，他想，这真是神奇啊。
And so he said, this is a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，你我若是宝贵这个生命，你我也可以这样看出别人。
Brothers and sisters, if you treasure that life, you can also see that life within others.
他是活在人的观念里面呢，就是关于基督的观念里面呢，还是活在生命的？
You can tell whether another person is living only in their understanding, in their head of Christ.
巴不得我们今天在座每一位弟兄姊妹，
or in their life, we hope that every brother and sister here,
我们天天活在这个属天的神的显现。
That every day we can live within the appearing of the God of glory.
不仅个人是这样。
Not only individually.
当我们在一起聚集的时候。
But corporately when we gather.
弟兄姊妹，神常常在人心里面显现。
God will often appear in the hearts of brothers and sisters in communion,
唱诗歌的时候,
in singing hymns,
我们祷告的时候,
when we pray,
我们读圣经的时候,
when we read the Bible,
我们交通主话语的时候,
when we share in God's word,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, God will appear to us.
那个叫做教会,
that is the church.
因为神他要建造, 要完成这一座城。
Because God wants to build and complete the city.
所以不一定哈, 我们今天抹抹聚会, 人才会得着主自己。
So it's not just that a particular church can gain a bit of God himself,
特别的聚会,
or a special meeting.
我常常在平常的聚会里面看见有福音朋友来，他们在聚会里面就被主的灵感。
In our very daily common meetings, friends come and they are moved and and are touched by the Lord.
教会属天的特性就是当我们聚集的时候，我们荣耀的神他何等的欢喜，在这里我可以向他们显现，把属天的看见意象赐给他们。
The heavenly nature of the church is that when we gather, God delights in giving himself to us.
不是那些会讲道的人就一定有异象。
Not because somebody can really preach, then they have the vision.
乃是那些与活的基督的人，他们是有异象。
Because those who are living Christ, they have the vision.
那么这一个异象在他们里面会产生一些的结果。
And this vision within them will have some results, some fruits.
这些结果我们看见亚伯拉罕他的生活就开始改变。
And so through these fruits, we see Abraham's life began to
change. 第一个，神显现了，向他说话，他就离开了。
Now that God has appeared to him and spoke, he left.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and
sisters, 一个里面有属天性质的人，他开始和地就开始分开。
One who has the nature of heaven will be separated from earth.
我们在地上呢，我们有很多我们天生的兴趣。
On earth, we have many of our own interests.
也有很多我们天然的人际关系。
We have some very natural human relationships.
我们也有很多哈，我们在地上，我们天然的这个喜好。
We have our own interests, natural interests.
弟兄姊妹们，当这个生命在我们里面开始的时候，你会发现它是很自然的一种的脱落。
When this life is in us, then we would have a very natural separation.
我在教会侍奉里面常常碰见一些刚刚得救的弟兄姊妹。
In my service, I have met some brothers and sisters who just received the Lord.
他们没有听过你要出来，你要放下这些，都没有听过这个道。
They never heard the doctrine of that you must be separated or that you must come out.
发生在他身上的事情，他不明白。
And so they would ask, even though they do not understand what had happened within them.
我年轻的时候服侍有一个姊妹。
When I was younger, there was a sister.
她信了主以后，她就问了三件事情。
When she believed in the Lord, she only had three questions.
她说以前我没有信主以前呢，每个周末我家里啊都打一桌麻将。
She says that every weekend they would always play mahjong.
她和她的妹妹和她的妈妈，因为她妈妈喜欢打麻将，再加上她嫂嫂，四个人。
And so the four of them, her younger sister, her mother, and also her sister-in-law.
但是啊，她说奇怪了。我才受完浸呢，我坐到牌桌上全身不自在。
But after I was baptized, when I sat at the table, I felt so unnatural.
而且我每一次都打赢了，越赢了钱呢，我就越不舒服。
And every time I would win, and with that money, I felt so uncomfortable.
他说这个到底是啥啊？
She says, what is that?
他说第二件事情。
The second thing.
他说我每个周末礼拜五下了班呢，就跟他妹妹，他们两个都单身了，就去 disco 跳舞。
Every Friday night on the weekend, she and her sister, they would go and dance. They would go to the discos in the 70s.
但是她说我现在到了那个地方了，就觉得这个地方很 evil.
But when I go to that place, now I feel this is such an evil place.
她说这个地方这么暗了，我怎么能进去？这空气这么脏，我怎么能进去呢？
It's such a dark place, and the air quality is so bad. How can I go in?
她不懂。
She did not understand.
她还有一件事。
She had another thing.
她说以前在上班的时候习惯了。The cursing word.
And she was also very used to cursing when she was at work.
她现在自己讲不出来，听别人讲难受的要命，刺耳。
She said, "Now, not only can I not speak these words, but when I hear others say it, it's terrible." So she would ask.
在我身上发生了什么事？
So she would ask, "What happened to me?"
弟兄姊妹，因为天在她身上开始。
Because now heaven has begun in her.
这个天带来一个新的性情。
Heaven has brought a new nature.
带来一个新的喜好。
It has brought new interest.
带来一个新全新的关系。
And has brought in a completely new relationship.
他觉得我以前这些朋友现在跟他们在一起都不一样。
She says, all of my old friends, when I'm with them, it's now different.
我们最近有一位国内出来的年轻姊妹。
There is a young sister who just came from China recently.
她在这里得救了。
Who was saved here.
她一个好朋友在国内结婚，她回去参加婚礼。
She went back to China because a good friend had gotten married.
她回来告诉我说，伯弟兄，现在我的同学这些朋友讲话没有味道了。
She says, now when I speak with my friends, there's no flavor to it.
我以前呢，我们一见面呢就出去了。整个晚上出去逛，喝很多酒的。
In the past, we would go out together and we would drink a lot.
你们女孩子也喝酒吗
？And I asked girls, you guys all drink?
这个是时髦。
She says, of course, it's very normal.
那我说这一次怎么样呢
？However, what about now?
一滴酒都喝不进去。
She said, I could not drink a drop.
弟兄姊妹，我们这个天在我们里面开始，给我们有一个新的性情。
Because now heaven has begun in us, and we have a new nature.
新的胃口。
A new interest.
他来聚会啊，觉得喜乐的不得了。
Now there's so much joy in coming to the meeting.
以前呢，我没有信主以前，觉得这些基督徒不可思议。那么无聊的会，他们聚得那么快乐。
She said, "Before I was a Christian and I came to the meetings, I felt that Christians were so boring."
但现在，他说我在里面我尝到了。
But now I have tasted of it.
亚伯拉罕就这样，他就离开了。
Now because of that, Abraham left.
那不是一次就离开的彻底。
Now, it wasn't that just that one time Abraham was able to successfully leave.
这也说明我们今天信了主以后，我们得着基督的生命在我们里面，它是一个过程。
This speaks of how salvation in us is a process.
弟兄姊妹，如果你信主四十年，你今天还有一件事情主说放下，你能够靠着主的恩典离开了，那是何等奇妙。
If you have believed in the Lord for 40 years and today the Lord says you still have one more thing to let go, you're able to let go, that is still a wonderful thing.
我讲的不是仅仅这些经历只在初信的时候。
I don't speak of just these experiences when you first believe.
一个真正属天的人，直到我们见主面的时候，我们都还在学。
A person who truly has been saved, even to the day that you meet the Lord, we're still learning.
我们都还有新的境界，新的基督的意义是我们没有看见。
There are still new realms, new meanings of Christ that we have not yet seen.
所以当这个天在我们里面，神组织出来的时候，那个分开是自然的，也是必然的一个经历和结果。
So when God places that heaven within us, that is a very, the separation is a very natural and it's a thing that must happen.
那么我们看见亚伯拉罕就到了迦南地。
And so we see Abraham came to Canaan.
到了迦南地，他一定很失望。
When he came to Canaan, he must have been disappointed.
这个地方没什么人呢。
There's nobody here.
比不上我出来的这个乌尔。
Cannot be compared to Ur.
而且呢，这个地方一样拜偶像。
And yes, they still worship idols.
迦南地的人的偶像更多。
And in Canaan, there are more idols and more evil.
那个时候又碰见饥荒。
And there was a great famine at that time.
所以他就很自然地下到埃及。
So naturally, he went to Egypt.
弟兄姊妹们，这讲到主要把天的性质给我们。
This speaks of how God wants to give us the nature of heaven.
他要教导我们。
He wants to teach us.
要把天在我们里面组织出来。
He wants to make heaven in us.
他就容许我们犯错。
So he allows us to make mistakes.
属灵的认识和得着，不仅在我们得胜的里面，我们得着。
In spiritual gaining, it's not just a victory that we gain.
但是更多时候，我们乃是主容许我们的肉身犯错。
But more often, God will allow us to make mistakes in our flesh.
我们借着这些失败和错误，我们才有属灵的学习。
That through these mistakes and failures, we will have things to learn.
所以年轻弟兄姊妹没有犯过多少错误的人，你看他又公义又圣洁。讲话呢，满得不得了。
And so young people, because they have not had many experiences, when they speak, they're full of righteousness.
我年轻的时候，别人就这样看我，大家看到伯弟兄敬而远之。
And so when I was young, it was that way for me. When brothers and sisters saw me, they wanted to step away.
等到我们自己犯了许多的错误。
Until we have made many mistakes.
我们在主面前懊悔。
And then we regret before the Lord.
主说，没有关系。
The Lord says it's all right.
你现在知道怎样放下你的自己。
Now you know how to put down yourself.
你可以得着我的。
Now you can gain.
更多得着我。
Now you can gain more of me.
弟兄姊妹们，借着这样子，亚伯拉罕从埃及回来。
And through that, Abraham came back from Egypt.
他就定义住帐篷。
And so now he.
因为埃及有房子，有城的。
And now he was going to live in a tent because in Egypt there were homes. But now he came out of Egypt.
圣经就记载说他等候那一座有根基的城。
But now he was waiting for the city which has foundations.
他就住在帐篷里。
So he lived in a tent.
弟兄姊妹们，今天如果我们要求说你要放下这个，要放下那个，你不要那样，你要这样，我们常常觉得实在为难。
If we require that you must do this, must do that, we feel it is very difficult.
但是当主让我们 许可我们进入人生各样的遭遇。
But when the Lord allows us to encounter many of life experiences,
主在我们失败的里面反而祝福。
And in our failures, God will bless us.
让我们在他的里面有增加。
So that we can have an increase in Him.
所以亚伯拉罕他开始，他有了一个归宿感。
And so Abraham, now he had a sense of belonging.
他就发现乌尔不是他的家，这个迦南这个肉身的地也还不是他的家。
That Ur is no longer his home. That this land of Canaan was also not his home.
埃及也不是他的家。
Egypt was not his home.
他开始寻找那个家有根基的城。
He began to seek his home, that city which has foundations.
我不晓得我能不能把它表达的清楚。
I don't know if I can speak this clearly.
所以你开始在地上了，和别人不一样。
So now on earth.He is different from others.
因为别人觉得这个地是他的家，要多一点，要好一点，
others,
要大一点。
On earth, we find, I want a bigger house. I want more. I want a larger place.
要丰富一点。
I want more abundance.
你现在觉得这些有也可以，没有也没关系。
But now you feel if you have it, it's okay. If you don't, it's all right too.
是那座有根基的城。
Because my home is that city which has foundations.
弟兄姊妹，这个是一个在英文讲叫做 sense of destiny.
And so in English, it's this sense of destiny.
弟兄姊妹，你我有没有呢？
Do you have that sense?
所以刚才我们弟兄讲，你到 Houston 来，你会不会觉得 Houston 就是你的 destiny 呢？
And so our brother just said, if you've come to Houston, do you feel like Houston's
your destiny? 我认识一个弟兄啊，主对他很幽默。
I know a brother, God is very humorous.
他搬到一个地方，工作也好，环境也好，他就说啊，我要买一块地啊，盖一个 dream house.
He came to a place and he...had a good job, so he wanted to build a dream house.
长话短说，他换了三个地方，盖了三个 dream house, 都被风吹掉。
Long story short, he went to three places, built three dream homes, however, all three houses were blown away.
或者说被别人买去了，变成别人享受。
Or you can say that others have purchased it so that others can enjoy it.
所以当他搬家的时候，问他你还盖不盖 dream house, 他不盖了。
So when he moved again, we asked him, are you going to build another dream house? He said no.
我们梦想的家乡是在基督里。
Our dream house is in our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个会从我们生活中显出来。
This will be manifested from our lives.
何等的奇妙。
It is amazing.
我承认这个在我里面呢，有很长一段日子是挣扎。
I do admit, for a long time, I struggled with this. With
因为我到底还是个人呢、啊。
Because I am man.
我有我的情感。
I have my feelings.
我有我的 root 啊，我有我的根的、啊。
I have my roots.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers、
但是慢慢我们在主里面就发现，这些东西我们能够松手，是一个何等大的释放。
But gradually we find it is a great freedom to be able to let go of things.
所以亚伯拉罕不仅有了归宿感，而且他在地上的生活就定型了。
And so Abraham, not only did he have a sense of destiny, but he knew where he was living.
他就 settled with his lifestyle.
He settled with his lifestyle.
他就定型了，他就是一生做一个住帐篷的人。
He settled knowing that he was a man who was going to dwell in tents.
我觉得不容易啊。
It's difficult.
你住过舒服房子，要你换个小房子都很不容易。
If you've lived in a comfortable house,
好不方便啊。
And you switch to a small house, it's difficult.
以前呢，每一个房间东西都有，现在没有了。
Now in the past you had things in every room, but now you don't have it.
但是他很喜乐。
But full of joy.
而且他到哪里，他都做一个寄居的。
Now Abraham, he was a sojourner. No matter where he went, he lived in tents.
我年轻的时候学了一首诗歌。
When I was young, I learned a hymn.
年轻的时候比较容易这个，这个叫什么？叫做 伤感的情怀。这是很多人不愿意帮我翻译的原因。Melancholy.
Oh, in the past, it was very easy for me to be melancholy.
年轻的时候。
When I was young.
所以那时候唱的时候就觉得，怎么唱这首歌？这个世界真不是我的家。
And so in the, when I was singing the hymn that this world is not my own.
那首诗歌说 ，This world is not my home. My treasures are laid up
in heaven.
In heaven.我们年轻就会唱了，大家唱的时候都是很伤感的。哎呀，我要离开世界了。
When we were young and sang this hymn, we always had the sense of being so melancholy.
弟兄姊妹, 到今天呢, 我唱着, 我非常喜乐。
But today when I sing it, I'm so full of joy.
我真是喜乐。
I'm so full of joy.
弟兄姊妹, 这首诗歌的灵是非常上升的。
Because the spirit is very high.
啊, 我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
而且我的财宝是在天上。
My treasures are in heaven.
而且这个财宝今天在我的里面, 我已经预尝了。
And these treasures now I have tasted within me.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
那是何等奇妙啊。
It's so amazing.
我们没有办法用言语把它具体的描写出来。
We cannot describe it entirely with our words.
所以亚伯拉罕呢, 我们看见他在地上的生活, 当他的财物牛羊增加的时候,
And so we see Abraham when his property, his cows, his cattle increased.
罗德的牧人和他的牧人相争的时候,
Lot's shepherds as well as his shepherds when they had conflict.
他就有一个属天的反应和属天的拣选。
He had a heavenly response and heavenly decision.
他说看了全地都在你面前, 你先选。
He said, the land is before you, you choose.
你要东我就往西。
If you go east, I will go west.
如果你往南我就往北。
If you go south, I will go north.
所以罗德就选了索多玛的平原。
And so Lot chose the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah.
因为索多玛的平原像伊甸园。
Because the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah was like the land of Eden.
还是属地的，土里土气的。
Lot's vision was still very earthly.
亚伯拉罕他就拣选住在山地。
And so Abraham chose to live in the mountain.
最后他搬到希伯伦。
And then he moved to Hebron.
他进入与神那个属天的交通。
He entered into the heavenly fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹们, 这些也不是人要求我们可以达到的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something that man can request so that you can gain it. But life naturally will lead you into this. This is what God wants to work into the church. We have responsibility to tell people what God wants to work.
让主在我们的里面吸引每一个人。
So that the Lord will attract.
让主在每一个人的环境中制作。
So that the Lord will be able to gain in each individual.
我们不帮弟兄姊妹学功课,
we do not help brothers and sisters learn their lessons.
但是我们自己的功课, 我们一定要好好的学。
But we must learn our own lessons.
这就是亚伯拉罕, 他主在他身上的作为。
So this is God's work in Abraham.
然后我们看见了, 他救回了罗德。
And then we see that he saved Lot.
而且救回了索多玛和俄摩拉的王。
And save the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个索多玛王呢，真是感激他, 救命之恩啊。
The king of Sodom was entirely grateful.
就要把财物送给他做礼物。
And so wanted to give a reward.
亚伯拉罕说, 你的一根线, 一根鞋带我都不需要。
And so Abraham said, I will not even take a single thread or shoelace.
弟兄姊妹, 教会就应该这样属天。
The church ought to be of heaven in this way.
教会不需要从地上来任何的赞助资源。
The church does not need any earthly patronage.
也不需要任何的酬劳。
And we don't need any funds from the earth.
我要稍微讲一点。
I want to explain.
今天很多神的儿女们呢, 喜欢去这个, 短期的短宣。
Many children of God today, they like to do short-term
missions. 特别年轻人,
particularly.
那么我们怎么去呢? 我们说我们要为主做工了。
And so how do we go? We say we want to work for the Lord.
我们把那边的困苦情形照了照片。
We have taken pictures of the difficult conditions.
把我们的负担写出来, 我们的行程 schedule 写出来。
And we have written down our burden and our
schedule. 然后就发 newsletter.
And then we write a newsletter.
你们, 我们来做 fundraising, 你来参与这个神的工作, 在我们身上。
And then we do fundraising so that you can support our work.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
一个属天的人不会碰这件事。
A person of heaven will not touch that.
他也不会去定罪别人。
And they will not condemn others either.
弟兄姊妹, 这是一个分别。
This is a separation.
对于亚伯拉罕来讲, 他里面 主的荣耀远远大过索多玛俄摩拉的这些供应。
In Abraham, the glory of God was much greater than all the rewards of the king of Sodom.
所以一个越属天的人呢, 对于地上事物的资助或者酬劳, 完全是自由的。
So a person who is of heaven will be completely free from all the patronage or the support of earth.
因为我们的母亲是自由的。
Because our mother is free.
这天上的耶路撒冷是自由的。
The heavenly Jerusalem is free.
今天多少神的儿女们活在捆绑里面, 我们还觉得我们是自由的。
So many children of God, they're living in bondage, but you feel that you're free.
多少神的儿女们在各样的侍奉的里面, 我们用地的方法, 我们觉得我们是在做属天的事情。
So many children of God, you're using the methods of earth, but you feel like you are doing things of heaven.
然后我们就看见亚伯拉罕神在他身上，为着他得儿子的事情来经营。
And then we see in Abraham's life, in gaining a son, we see his experience.
神应许他说，你的仆人以利以谢呢？不能继承你的产业。
And so God said to him that your son Ishmael through Hagar, he will not be your inheritance.
是在十五章里面，对不起。
In
创世纪十五章。
In Genesis chapter 15.
亚伯拉罕说呢，主啊，你赐福给我这么多产业有什么用呢？
Abraham,
因为我没有儿子，谁能够享受这些？
Abraham said to God, you have given me all this rich abundance, so except I have no son, what good is all that?
将来这一切产业都是我的仆人大马色人以利以谢要接受。
And then the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus.
神告诉他说，不，唯有从你和撒拉生的才是。
And God said, no, only through you and Sarah shall be your inheritance.
亚伯拉罕就相信了。
And Abraham believed in God.
这是何等好的一个经历。
This is such a good experience.
但是我们接下来看，时间环境呢，在他身上造成很大的熬炼。
But through time and the environment, we see that it was a great trial to him.
所以亚伯拉罕从夏甲得着了以实玛利。
So then through Abraham, through Hagar, received
Ishmael. 神仍然许可他显出他自己肉身的自己的能力。
God allowed him to manifest his own strength.
自己的办法。
His own ways.
弟兄姊妹们，主不仅这样带我们个人，主带领教会也是这样。
God not only will lead us individually, but also the church through this way.
有时候我们不仅要求弟兄姊妹个人要照着我的意思是完美主义。
Sometimes we ask other brothers and sisters to follow our ideas.
有时候我们要求教会也是一样。
And we ask the same of the church.
你看这个弟兄那不行，那个姊妹也不行。
You see something's wrong with that brother or that sister.
弟兄姊妹们，神比我们智慧。
God is more wise than us.
神知道我们。
God knows us.
他知道我们需要这个，我们才会认识自己天然的能力多么无用。
God knows that through this we can come to know that we are useless.
我们只能给主制造麻烦。
We only create problems for God.
只能为自己呢带来无穷的痛苦。
We bring great suffering for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，让我们认识人的肉体何等的在属灵的世界上没有用处。
In spiritual things, we must know that we ourselves, we are no use to Him.
这是主要把属天加深在我们里面的一个过程。
This is a process of God wanting us to add more heavenliness into us.
如果我们要追求完美的话，
If we want to seek after completion,
在人世间只有一个人是完美的。
In time, only one person was perfect.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus.
你去读任何属灵的伟人，他们也不过是肉身中的。
Read of any spiritual giant, they were still human.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们看见主在亚伯拉罕身上做。
Brothers and sisters, we see that God was doing this in Abraham.
所以感谢主，亚伯拉罕经过十三年或者十四年的这个主在他身上的熬炼，他得着了以撒。
Through God's trial in him, after 13, 14 years, he finally gained Isaac.
这以撒呢，真是从死无变有而得着的。
Isaac was life out of death.
但是主并不以这个就说属灵的工作完成。
But not just because of this, now we can say that God's work was complete.
到了，我猜想了，大概以撒十二岁的那一年。
I'm guessing that when Isaac was roughly around
12. 有一天，神向亚伯拉罕说话。
One day, God spoke to Abraham.
神就轻轻地喊一声亚伯拉罕。
He spoke softly.
我们知道，神是照着我们的名字认识我们。
Now God knows us by our name.
弟兄姊妹。你有没有听过主叫你的名字啊？
Have you ever heard the Lord call your name?
我讲，我在家里，如果我的姊妹叫我名字，我就知道我有祸了。
At home, if my wife calls me by my name, I know that I am in trouble.
但是我们主叫我们名字不是的。
However, when the Lord calls us by our name, it's not that way.
当一个人还不认识主的时候，主要叫好几声呢。
Before we know the Lord has to call our name several times.
你知道雅各不太认识主的时候，主叫他要叫雅各，雅各，他才听得见。
Now Jacob, before he knew the Lord had to speak him.
撒母耳还是童子的时候，主叫他，撒母耳，撒母耳， 撒母还不知道是谁叫他。
When Samuel was a young boy, God had to speak his name several times because he did not know who was calling him.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕这个时候在他里面属天的成分越来越多。
But now in Abraham, that heavenly nature was increased.
主呼喊他说亚伯拉罕。
And so God called him Abraham.
他就说主啊，我在这里。
And he said, Lord, I'm here.
主说呢，你明天早上要带着你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。
And so God said to him that tomorrow morning, your one and only beloved son, Isaac,
你带着他到摩利亚我所指定的山上把他献为祭。
Take him to the mountain that I will, that I want you to, Mount Moriah, to sacrifice him.
因为神要试验。
Because God wanted to test him.
所有属天的性质在个人和教会身上出现的时候。
That heavenly nature, whether it's in the individual or corporately, when it appears,
都需要经过考验在我们身上。才是确定的得着。
Must go through testing for it to be sure.
如果没有经过考验的弟兄姊妹，有一天可能我们还会人还会改变。
If it has not gone through testing, then perhaps it will change.
所以在亚伯拉罕身上，神继续的做工。
So God was still working in Abraham.
我们知道亚伯拉罕在这个考试上面真是考了个100分呐、啊。
And so we know Abraham in this test he scored 100%.
可能还多了几个 extra points.
He might have gotten some extra points too.
神告诉他说亚伯拉罕你千万不可动手杀这童子现在我知道你是敬畏我
And so God said to Abraham Do not harm the child because now I know you belong to me
弟兄姊妹不仅个人教会的经历也是这样
Not only individually but the church experience is the same
我们可能都喜欢的教会天天去救这个罗德回来多开心啊
Now perhaps in our church experience we always like to save Lot we are happy doing that
如果今天主要考我们一下我们就很觉得主好像不同在
Now if the Lord is going to test us then perhaps we would feel like Lord
这时候亚伯拉罕里面对神的信任他是那样的安息
But Abraham he was completely at rest he trusted in God
他相信即便我献上了以撒因为神应许说以撒要承受产业那以撒一定会从死里复活
He believed God because he thought if he had to sacrifice and kill Isaac God knowing God promised that he would have a descendant so God will resurrect Isaac from the dead
所以亚伯拉罕呢在那时候他就经历了从死亡中得着生命
So at that time Abraham experienced life from death
像我们说出来这属天的性质得着的原则
This is the principle of gaining the heavenly life.
那么最后一个点在他身上，我和大家分享。
And so the last point in his life that I
want to share. 到创世纪二十三章。
That in Genesis 23.
他的妻子撒拉过世。
His wife Sarah passed away.
那么亚伯兰呢，要埋他的妻子都没有地。
And Abraham, even to bury his own wife, he did not have a plot of land.
如果今天你我人生走到这个，我们就讲我们这个人生可能搞错了。
And so if you have come to this point, just like Abraham, perhaps you say you have gone the wrong way.
但是亚伯拉罕心里面非常清楚。
But Abraham was very clear.
他等候的是那一座城。
He was waiting after that city.
所以他要买一块地。
So he wanted to purchase a piece of land.
我们知道当时的赫人呢，那个地主啊，他们呢，说我把它送给你。
And at that time, the Hittites of the land, they said we wanted to give you the piece of land.
因为你住在我们中间，我们看得出来，跟你交往相处。你像一个尊大的王子一样。
Because living with you, we see that you are like a great prince.
但是亚伯拉罕没有接受这个。
But Abraham did not receive that.
亚伯拉罕凭了400 shekels的银子买了那一块地。
Abraham bought that piece of land with 400 shekels.
这说出属天和地，它之间是清清楚楚的。
That means there is a very clear distinction between heaven and earth.
你知道，在地上我们一起聚会生活。
On earth, as we gather and as we have church
together, 很多时候因为人情，因为啊这个友谊，啊我们看见把属灵的事混杂。
Oftentimes, because of human relationships,
friendship.
or friendships, we have mixture.
神所要得着的聚集，神的儿女们是一个属灵的交通。
The gathering that God wants to gain is a spiritual fellowship.
是一个属天的交通。
It's a heavenly fellowship.
而不是一个属地的 friendship.
It's not an earthly friendship.
弟兄姊妹，这些啊，亚伯拉罕他很清楚的。
Abraham was very clear.
他跟这些赫人是好朋友，因为他住在他们中间。
With the Hittites because he lived among them.
但是当他们要送他礼物的时候，他也可以接受的，他不接受。
And so when they wanted to give them this gift, he could accept it, but he did not.
这个时候，他把那个属天的纯净显出来。
He brought that purity of heaven among them.
弟兄姊妹，我盼望借着亚伯拉罕一生呢，把神对于教会的那个心意和大家分享。
We hope that through Abraham we can see God's will.
神今天在你我个人身上，在我们的聚集中间，就是做这件事。
That among you and I in this gathering that He can do this work.
那么当主这样做的时候
，And as God does this work，
在我们的身上呢，这个属天性呢，显出来会有一些的表现。
And in us there will be a manifestation of this heavenliness.
我刚问过翁弟兄，他说可以超过一点点时间。
I just asked Brother James if I can go over
time. 不然我就停下来。
我
再用十分钟时间把它讲。
I'll just borrow 10 minutes.
这个属天的组成在我们身上会出现几种的特征的。
There will be some characteristics of this heavenly nature.
第一个啊，
First,
他出现的时候，这个人呢，他活在属灵的境界。
Firstly, this person will live in spirituality.
在肉身中，但是在他里面管制他的是一个属灵的律。
They live in the flesh. However, what controls this person is a spiritual law.
我们有一个姊妹呢，她教儿童班。
There's a sister who teaches Sunday school.
她向这些孩子们要讲什么是属天的，什么是属地的。
And so she was teaching them what is of heaven, what is of earth.
这孩子实在不太容易领会。
It's very difficult.
所以她就用一个很简单的话。
But she used simple words.
她说：“你用你的感官感觉得到的，那个叫做土的。”
She said, "If you use your 5 senses, that is of earth."
哈，如果你用你的眼睛看得见的。那个叫做肉身的。
If you can use your eyes to see it, that is fleshly, that is earthly.
如果你嘴巴吃到很甜的，这个是肉身的。
If you can taste of it, it is sweet, then it is of the flesh.
那么属天的是什么呢？它是在灵里面的。
What is of heaven? That is in the spirit.
你得着了，好像有，又说不出来。
It's like you have it, but you can't explain it.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历呢？
Have you had that experience?
我们不仅得救的时候是这样经历，
Not only
现在跟随主一段年日。更常有这种经历。
Not only when you are first saved, you have that experience, but in our daily lives.
这个性质在英文叫做 spirituality.
In English, this word, this term is spirituality.
因为天呢，我们神是灵呢，他今天在我们身上做工作，就是这样。
Because God is spirit, and that is how He is working today.
第二个点。
Secondly.
当我们主把这个属天的成分组织在我们身上的时候，
When God is making this heavenly nature into us，
一个表现就是一个属灵的优势或者高升。
That is, we will have spiritual elevation or ascendancy.
弟兄姊妹，这个字在英文很清楚，但是中文需要解释一下。
It's very clear in the English, but in Chinese I need to explain.
当这个天在我们身上显明出来，我们活在它的境界里面的时候，它就有一种的优势。
When heaven is manifested in us, there is an elevation.
所以碰到一些事情要来侵扰我们的时候，它不能够在我们身上危害我们。
So when some things come to disturb us or provoke us, it cannot touch us.
这是一种属灵的高。
That means you're high.
比如说我们有的时候别人轻看我们了，说我们一些的话的时候，如果我们是里面有属天的，我们一点都不受伤。
Let's say if somebody were to speak something to you and to look lightly upon you to offend you,If you are living higher, it cannot touch you.
但是若是我不站在这个地位上面呢，别人没有那个意思呢，我都会误会，觉得这个人呢今天看不起我。
However, if I'm not standing upon that position, even if somebody does not mean to offend me, I will be offended.
这个是一个非常实际的经历。
It's a very realistic experience.
我们若是真的跟随主啊，我们会常常有一段有的时候感觉呢，今天我里面怎么心情这么不好。
If you follow the Lord, then you will sense why is that my emotions today is so bad.
好像所有主的同在，我以前所有得着的祝福都失去了。
Like God's presence, all His blessings, I have lost it.
你知道为什么吗？
Why?
因为仇敌要把我们拉下来。
Because the enemy wants to drag us down.
叫我们不站在基督的地位上，不住在基督里。
So that we're no longer standing upon the position of Christ, living in Him.
所以我年轻的时候，有一位年长的姊妹。他告诉我们
So when I was younger, an elderly sister told us.
因为她是一个非常在主里喜乐的人。
Because she was often a person who is so full of joy.
所以有时候我们就问她
So we
asked her, 你有没有什么时候啊，也有不喜乐的时候？
Do you have times when you're unhappy?
哇，她说 Of course, 当然有的。
Of course I do.
她说有时候我早上起来啊，心情就非常的差。
She said sometimes when I wake up in the morning, I have.
有时候要亲近主，就想
到 I'm not feeling well at all.
昨天发生这个事，那个事。
I think of the things that happened the day prior.
他说我这个人的灵呢，就好像勾安德了。
And then it's as if my spirit goes down.
被压在这些事情底下起不来。
My spirit has been oppressed and it cannot get up.
他说我问他你怎么办呢？
And so we ask, what do you do?
他说我整天啊， 跟自己的心也跟主说，主啊，我不要这些，我不要这些，我不要这些。
And so all day long, I tell my heart and I tell the Lord, I do not want these things.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们学习啊，进入属天境界，许多人有的经历。
In our learning of entering into the heavenlies, this is an experience we need to have.
如果我们不知道的话，我们就会叹息说：“主啊，你看我多软弱啊！主啊，你看环境多糟糕啊！”
If we do not know, then we will always complain and say to the Lord, "Lord, I am so weak. What am I going to do in this environment?"
我有好长一段日子就活在这种软弱的里面。
For a very long time, I was living in this weakness.
到了时候又要去侍奉了，所以装起这个，挺起胸了，好像很属灵的样子。其实自己里面虚得不得了。
However, even though I was weak, when I needed to serve, I needed to stand up straight and serve. But inside, I was full of weakness.
后来主教我一个点。
And then the Lord taught me.
哦，你只要肯跟我同死，你就高了。
If you are willing to die with me, then you will be elevated.
每一次我遇见心情不好，我跟主说：“主，我跟你同死。”
Every time I'm in a bad mood, I would say to the Lord, "Lord, I have died with you."
主，我感谢你，你的死，我其实也死。
I thank you because when you died, I also died.
而且你能够借着这个经历让我死透。
And through this experience, I can be thoroughly dead.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个是属天在我们身上一种的表现。
This is a manifestation of that heavenliness.
然后我再讲一个点。
Lastly,
在亚伯拉罕的一生呢，希伯来书十一章从开头到结束都用 by faith.
In Hebrews 11. Speaking of Abraham, but really through the entire chapter, it speaks of faith.
他每一个经历，每一个 event 都是 by faith 走过来。
Every experience, every event was by faith.
这是我们要进入属天，我们不能放弃的。
This is what we cannot let go of in the heavenly.
即便到了最后了，我们没有什么把握可以抓住的时候，我们只有抓住神是信实的。
Even at the end, when we have no assurance of what we can hold on to, we can hold on that. To the faith,
the faithfulness of,
faithfulness of God.
我们知道保罗就是这样鼓励提摩太。
And so we know that Paul encouraged Timothy in this way.
他说：“我们纵然失信，但是神永远不失信。”
Even though we are faithless, God is never faithless.
他是信实的。
He is faithful.
他从来不违背他的自己。
He will never go back on himself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是属天的一个特征。
This is a characteristic of the heavenly.
当你我有这些的。经历的时候
when you have these experiences,
要感谢主
we thank the Lord,
因为这些经历都带着永远的价值
because these experiences will have eternal value
因为这一座城呢神早就预备好了早就建好了
because God has really already prepared the city
这在我们人身上是个矛盾今天主又在我们身上建造但是他已经建造好了
it's a paradox he's still building in us today but in heaven it's already prepared
在神呢一切都完成了
in God he has completed all
今天我们是借着信心得着那永远
so through faith today we gain
感谢赞美我们的主
we thank and praise our Lord
在这个时代主要得着他的儿女
in this generation he wants to gain his children
我们讲到这一座城呢是我们众人的母亲
this city is the mother of all of us
在启示录第十二章里面讲到呢到了末后主要回来之前
in Revelation chapter 12 right before the Lord
这个妇人呢正在娶劳要生孩子
there is a woman in labor pains about to give birth to a child
而那要出生的呢是仇敌所痛恨的
and this child that is about to be born is
是仇敌所害怕的
this Satan hates and is afraid of him
那个生下来的是一个男孩子
and what is born is a man child
啊，有人告诉我们说这男孩子讲到生命里面属天的刚强
We know that some say the man-child speaks of the strength of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，今天叫在地上有许多神的儿女们。
On earth there are many children of God.
但是主要得着一般人呢，他能够在他们身上真正的把这属天的性质组织在我们身上，做成在我们身上。
However, God today wants to gain a group of people who will complete that heavenly nature inside of us.
我们肯这样把自己交在主的手中。
When we are willing to place ourselves into His hands.
不仅我们个人，更是我们在一起聚会，我们要持守这个性质，我们要追求这个性质。
Not only individually, but together, that we will pursue after this nature.
或许主能在我们中间得着那男孩子的性质。
That perhaps God will gain that nature of that man-child within us.
能够迎接主的回来。
To welcome his return.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May he bless his words.
祝福弟兄姊妹。
And bless brothers and sisters.
我们一同有一点祷告。
Shall we pray?
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你实在爱我们。
You truly love us.
因为父神在没有创立世界以前。
Because the Father before creation of the world.
就在你的里面拣选了我们。
And you have already chosen us.
并且将天上各样属灵的福气赐给了我们。
And has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings.
亲爱的主啊
，Lord，
但愿我们把自己交在你的手中。
May we place ourselves in your hands.
主啊，我们愿意接受你在我们身上的制作。
And be willing to accept your work in us.
在我们身上的带领。
You're leading in us.
好叫我们能够越过越得着属天的性质。
So that we can gain more of your heavenly life in us.
叫我们越过越脱离这个地所带给我们的捆绑和辖制。
So that we can be separated more and more from the bondage of this world.
我们谢谢你恩待我们。
Thank you for your grace.
愿你祝福你的话语。
May you bless your words.
祝福你的教会。
And bless the church.
叫我们在地上能够遵行你的旨意。
That the church can follow your will.
叫荣耀归给爱我们的父神。
That all glory will be given to the Father.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the most precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.